This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Addressing barriers, because people do have barriers to exercise. This is something that I just like to tell people is just to set a workday walking routine. Get out on weekends or into nature whenever you can. Increase your workout intensity as you get stronger and pay attention to your rate of perceived exertion, because if something you're doing is really easy, that's when you should try to pick up to get to moderate rate of perceived exertion and to find a partner to exercise with, because that actually helps with motivation and connection. Exercising at home is good sometimes for people. And trying a DVD or an internet-based fitness program can be a good way to exercise. And some people joining a gym or working with a fitness professional if you have the means. Using measurement tools like pedometers or your phone or an Oura ring or a Whoop strap. These all have been shown to be helpful because it helps people track what they're doing, makes them more aware, and can decrease BMI and hypertension. It's important to warm up and cool down. Sometimes a warm up could be just trying that same activity at a lower intensity before you get to the higher intensity. You want to increase intensity gradually and pay attention to that rate of perceived exertion, because if you're feeling like it's too hard, maybe you should back off a little bit. If you feel like it's too easy, maybe you should up it a little bit. And be aware of danger signs, medical danger signs like chest pain, dizziness, unusual shortness of breath. Everybody's short of breath if they're working really hard, but if it's unusual for you or you're barely doing anything and you're short of breath, then that might be something to seek medical attention about. And then be aware of environmental conditions. These are some caveats and special considerations. Adults with chronic conditions who cannot follow the aerobic activity guidelines should just be as active as they can. Any activity helps. 2 minutes an hour helps. Adults who have chronic conditions should do resistance training 2 to 3 times a week on non-consecutive days, so not all in a row, to give time for rest as much as possible. If unable to do the full amount, that's fine. Doing a smaller amount is fine. But even a person who's not strong enough to go out walking, they could sit in a chair and do strength training and get stronger, or do chair marches or do those exercise snacks. And then they might be able to get up, and then they may be able to move around more. And then they might be ultimately able to go walking if they get more muscle mass and strength. One continuous session or multiple smaller sessions count. So for example, three 10-minute walks would equal 30 minutes of exercise. I put two, but I meant three. And pregnant women can exercise, but should avoid contact sports or sports that could cause trauma to the mother or fetus. So these are my reflections on exercise. The great news with exercise is that a little bit goes a long way. And being less sedentary is beneficial. And the highest benefit of exercise is in people who go from doing nothing to doing something. There's no minimum amount of movement there's no minimum. And it is additive through the day. So 2 15-minute walks is just as good as if you go out and walk for 30 minutes straight. Try some exercise snacks, especially if you're sitting, take a break and do something even for 2 minutes. Small amounts of strength training help to build confidence to do more. And strength training improves muscle strength so that one can more easily do aerobic exercise for cardiovascular fitness. These are I just love these guys, the guy in the middle. And I love the woman lifting in her dress, because sometimes I come home from work in my clothes and I'll lift in my work clothes. You don't have to have fancy exercise clothes. I just want to have a shout out to my partner in Survivor Strong and Dave Spitz, who's an USA Olympic weightlifting coach and the owner of California Strength. He coined this phrase to never do nothing when it comes to your body and for exercise and strength training. And I think this talk, I hope if it didn't impart anything more to you, to always do something, even if it's a little bit, never do nothing.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.